MW.
Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Good morning. Tuesday, August 4th, going here. Man, what a beautiful morning. 55 right now and some sunshine as we start our Tuesday talk around. Well, the Weikel Golf Tournament, Memorial Golf Tournament, June 20th, a rousing success. And we've been doing a lot of follow-up on this. Got Grandpa Jim in this morning to talk with us more about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm going to get you on the payroll, buddy.
Yeah.
You've been in here a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And then my daughter, Alicia, is probably the pro here.
I know.
Yeah, it's like
you do okay too.
Well, thanks.
I mean, come on. So again, the tournament a great success, and you said last time it was even better than you were hoping.
Absolutely, yeah. The how do I want to say it? The turnout was amazing, and the support around the community was fantastic, and I guess it blew out our expectations of what for the first year. You know, you never know what's going to go on, you know, how it's going to turn out and stuff like that. But it turned out amazing.
That kind of scare you because you set the bar up now next year for the second.
But it makes it a little bit easier so we kind of know what to expect, too.
Right. You can kind of tweak it and work out kind of bugs.
We've had a lot of good feedback from people. You know, they say they love it. They're coming back next year. So we're just hoping it kind of keeps going and bigger and better, you know.
Fantastic. So, well, you brought Alicia and you brought Travis with you today.
Yep, Travis.
You got a lot of good support. Who wants to go first? Alicia, step up.
Don't know. She doesn't talk much on radio, but I'll let her try.
She's a pro.
Yeah, right?
She can just show me up. I got to protect my job here. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for stopping in.
Yes, thanks for having us again.
Well, do a little more follow-up on the tournament, too. Like I said, this was just such an overwhelming success, and it's always nice when the community steps up, as they always do.
Absolutely. They certainly do, and couldn't have asked for a better community for, you know, this type of stuff to help out others and when they're in need. So, yeah.
And then nobody in the family was golfing. You were kind of all just sort of running the show, weren't you?
I golfed.
You did?
I did.
How'd you do? Did you have a good run?
Well, you know, it wasn't bad. I'm not great at golf, but, you know, if I do it once a year, that's totally fine. I'm happy with just once a year.
Well, do a little background on this. How did this come about and kind of relay the story of the Weikel Golf Tournament?
So Devin really loved to golf. So that's where we just decided, like, we would do a golf tournament to help support, you know, others going through things and stuff like that, too, because he was very passionate about it, enjoyed it, so, and which many people do. Yeah. So it's just kind of a fun thing to get people out during the summer.
So it's kind of his legacy too.
Yes.
Devin's behind this whole thing, and you guys are wrapped up just not in the you got involved in some other nonprofit things too, correct?
We did, yes. So last week it was Doe for Joe out in the Lakes area. Erica, Travis, myself, Dad, we kind of stopped in there, and they donated a silent auction item for Doe for Joe for that, which, again, that goes to other cancer recipients, you know, around the area. So that's a great organization as well. And then with the Bailey Bernstein Walk coming up, that we're putting together a silent auction item and stuff for that, too, to help out with them. So
and it's nice because, you know, the community stepped up, helped you guys out. Is this kind of your way of giving back or kind of paying it forward?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's kind of what we do. You know, everybody in this community, you know, you step up for others and then you also help others when you can and stuff. So
what's been the best part of this experience for you?
Oh,
that's a big question.
That is a big question because, I don't know, so many parts of everything have been really great. But I would just say the turnout, the support, and the being able to help out as much as we have, like financially and stuff like that, to help, you know, the couple of recipients that are going through cancer and hoping to continue that going forward and stuff. So,
well, introduce Travis here. Get Travis
in
here.
All right, this is Travis. Here you go.
Travis, step on up. Good morning,
my friend.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good. Good to have you in studio. Well, tell us about your role in all of this. And you've been a busy guy,
And give us a little background here, a little history.
Well, my role is I pretty much do all the government work, tax work. I set up the foundation. I kind of got the golf tournament rolling. Devin, I actually ran the golf course for 4 years, and Devin actually worked for me out there.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that started. And I really wanted to do this after my dad passed away, but I just didn't have the time or the energy to do it then. So when Devin passed away, it was a good time to start it in honor of both of them, and the golf tournament was a good way to start everything off.
Right.
I mean, I worked in Duluth a lot during the golf tournament. I mean, I was here for the tournament, but I didn't get to help plan. I usually call and give ideas and have seven women shoot them down because, you know, never a good idea.
Right, right. And so your involvement in this, too, how's it been for you being involved with the Weichel family and getting all this going and seeing what a great success it was?
The success, I don't even know how to top the first year,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to have to figure out how to do it somehow.
Yeah.
Because we have, I mean, we're scheduled for Father's Day weekend every year now coming up for, I mean, as long as we can do it. And for the Weichel family, I've been dealing with them for 20 years, being Mayor DeErica, so
yeah.
I just kind of deal with it at this point.
I love that. Now, you mentioned the government work, too, and a lot of hoops and yep. a lot of red tape to get all this locked down, right?
Yeah, this year, I pay for a lawyer deal through work, so the lawyer stuff, a lot of that, I got helped out through work for that. But the government was shut down 4 times. It took me 9 months to get the federal government to give me a tax-exempt ID number.
Holy
just
smokes.
For this thing, just because they kept shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had such a late start for the golf tournament, because we didn't have everything finalized with the federal government till a month and a half before the golf tournament.
So is this going to be easier for you next year, knowing what you know now?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay.
My government work is a lot easier now. The tax stuff is all in accountant stuff now, so I can actually help. I mean, we want to try to plan something for the end of the year. We've gotten a lot of calls from other people who there's people that need help.
Mm-hmm.
So try to plan another thing. Right now, Jim's wearing a hat. I think we got 7 hats left we've been selling. We're going to start trying to sell T-shirts at some point here coming up just to raise money. Erica told me the other day, we were talking, she's like, people talk about addictions, and she goes, I think the worst addiction is helping people because you want to keep doing it.
It's not a bad addiction.
No, it's not, but it's one that's really hard to do because you got to raise a lot of money to help people.
Well, and it takes time, too.
Yep.
There's a lot of time involved in that. Travis, listen, thanks for stopping in. Look
yep.
forward to talking with you in the future.
Thank you for having me.
And Alicia, step back up. Now, next year, Father's Day weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So people can get that on their calendars and start planning for that.
They sure can.
And
it's
are you
going to be a great time again.
Are you already working on that? I mean, do you already have ideas?
Oh, the
rolling?
Wheels are turning. They
love
sure
it.
Are. Yeah, we're getting more and more ideas how to, you know, change a few things for next year and stuff to make it run smoother and,
right.
You know, different games on the course. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I thank the three of you for stopping in, and thank you for the updates.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us in. It's been great, you know, getting the word out there on the foundation and what we do. So we
absolutely.
Appreciate you having us.
No problem. And Grandpa Jim, you got let's wrap it up with you, pal.
Okay.
What do you got?
I just wanted to say that for like Dofer Joe, Scott Peterman from Weimar was one of the recipients for them. So it kind of ties in what we're doing, what they're doing. So I just wanted to mention that he was a recipient at Dofer Joe, and that's why we, you know, help, you know, other people and help them out too. So.
Absolutely. Well, again, thanks for stopping in, Jim. Appreciate it. Folks, if you missed any of this conversation, this will be podcasted up on our website early this afternoon over at kbmwnews.com.
We're getting rowdy in the sticks in 26 at the Brown County Fair, August 10th through the 16th in Aberdeen. Come early for the Dakota Bank Stampede Rodeo. Then Wednesday, it's Cooper Allen and Jackson Dean. Thursday is Tyler Hubbard with special guest Blackhawk. Friday, enjoy Theory of a Dead Man with special guest Seven Dust. And Saturday, it's Lee Bryce with special guest George Burge. Don't forget the carnival and food. Tickets are available now at Ken's, North Sea Express, and the Hitch and Post in Aberdeen, or at browncountysdfair.com.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. Enjoy the last few weeks of summer bug-free with insect control products from Farm City Supply.